Oft time when my contemplates spin whirish in my head, I goad this gawk out of her box, and to the woods instead, through leaf in place, I amble, seeking solace in the roofless. Truthful greenery of treesome, lonesome now, and near a newness. All unravelled roaming, I grow young again through seeing. Every cranny, nook and nub, with wondering eyes abuzz with being. Where once was but a molehole, gapes a portal, tunnels teasing. At the wonderland within, a world both perilous and pleasing. Each tree I see is home to imps, or nymphs, hobbits, or hermits. Knock on wood, sir, thrice, and you yourself will soon learn it. Bow down, soft, soft, and sneak a peek into the barken trunk. Oh, such fine sights you'll see to sink the things you thought you thunk. Why, there are homes for gnomes, and forts for fairies, yes, indeed, and trails for silver snails that fairy, fairy folk would speed. Cubbyholes and hiding huts, in weeping willow dens, where make-believing takes me back into my way back when I tiptoe past the tower, where the princess, sure, is hidden, dreaming happy ever afters for the fate that she's been bidden. While the firth, it froths and fizzes, tendrils stretching to the shore. In its depth swim secret selkies, kelpies, mermen, maids, and more. And when the cloak of night descends, I find nothing to fear. No spectre lurking in midnight murk, no monsters hunt me here. Instead, the inky black unveils a sea of twinkling lights, each one another world as well. Each burns a beacon bright. Led along now by the moon, I revel in the chill of winter's breath upon my face and wonder in me still. That muses mingles with the mosses, grasses, ferns, and bark. Each time I go among the trees, that place ignites a spark. And if you look, you'll see it too. Take stock and smell the roses that line the path to the other world that lives beneath our noses.